Good evening. So just for 1 minute, we'll share a little bit of Torah. The first halacha of Kuf Lamed Daled and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is mitzvah livnot ha-sukkah miyad b'yom shelachi yom ha-kippurim. There is a mitzvah to build the sukkah immediately, the day after Yom Kippur, which is when? Today. We've only got a couple more minutes, so you better go build it if you haven't yet. I'll confess I tried to build mine today, and from the word try, you can imply how successful that was. We're going to have to try again another time. And then he adds, va'afiluhu erev Shabbos. Even if it is Friday, meaning Yom Kippur is a Thursday, you then go to Friday. Even if it's Friday, there's a mitzvah to build the sukkah on that day. Now, why might you think there wouldn't be a mitzvah to build it on Friday? Yeah, you prepare for Shabbos, you would think. And he says, what's the reason why you do it? The mitzvah ba liyado al yach mitzena, because if a mitzvah comes to your hand, you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah, you shouldn't delay. Now, is it a mitzvah to build a sukkah? Yes. That's what it sounds like. Right, sitting in a sukkah, meaning if I didn't build it, I went to stay at somebody's house for sukkahs, and they got a sukkah, and I sat in it over sukkahs. Is there any absence of mitzvah on my part? No, if a sukkah landed down in my garden out of the heavens, could I use it? Yes. Well, it's complicated, I guess. Depends. If it was built by Martians, it might be complicated. If we knew that it came from Hashem, you could use it.
Are you saying that it's not a mitzvah to build a sukkah?
Correct. Is it an interesting question? You want to elaborate? Why? Well, it's a complicated question about whether it's a mitzvah to build a sukkah. The normative view is there's no mitzvah to build a sukkah. There's a mitzvah to sit in a sukkah. The bracha is leishev basukkah, not al asiyat sukkah. There's no mitzvah to build it. If somebody else bought you a sukkah, you can use it. You don't.
Once you build it, you're not getting a mitzvah?
So that now depends how we're using the word mitzvah. Use colloquially, like if I say, I'll do a big mitzvah, can you help me out? That's not always like one of the 613. Uh-huh. You know, v'haftalarecha kamochi, you can always count it. So meaning, it's a good deed,
right.
But is it a mitzvah, one of the 613? Is there a bracha, we say, on building the sukkah? No. So it's very strange that he says, if a mitzvah comes to your hand, you should do it. And what it strikes me that perhaps, what the suggestion is, a mitzvah comes to your hand, what's the mitzvah? To sit in the sukkah. That's 4 days away. But that is in your hand now. Yom Kippur cleans the slate. And I don't know about how many of us operate on our daily lives. My desk is covered with pieces of paper. Every day I make a list of things I got to do. And sometimes I cross it off, sometimes I don't, get a new pad, start again, and it's a mess. But occasionally I say, forget this, throw it all out, start again, have a neat list, and I can plan my week, my month, whatever it is. And after Yom Kippur, we should be able to clean our minds from all the clutter and say, it's 4 days away, but that doesn't mean I'm not planning for it now. I feel a bear of Shabbos, even if Shabbos is in the way. Ordinarily, we operate on, I need to make it to the end of the day. What do I need by the end of the day? But if it comes Yom Kippur, it cleans the slate. 4 days away shouldn't be a distant thought. It should be on top of mind, which gives us a chance to build right away, even if it's Erev Shabbos.